Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the English Danny Channel Phrasal Verb Challenge. Today, I'm going to teach you five popular phrasal verbs related to movies. Remember, a phrasal verb is a phrase including a verb and at least one other word, such as a preposition, noun, or adverb, and it works together as a unit. Learning phrasal verbs is useful because they are very common in English. So the more you know, the better it is for your listening and speaking skills. Our first verbal phrase related to movies is catch a movie. We use this phrase to express the idea of watching a movie in a relaxed, informal setting with friends. So you might ask your friend a question like, "Hey, you want to catch a movie later?" Or if you're telling somebody a story about the past, you could say, "I caught a movie with my girlfriend last night." Catch a movie has a meaning similar to watch a movie with a friend. The second phrase is want to see. We use this phrase to indicate whether we have any particular desire to see a movie or a kind of movie. So if someone asks you if you want to catch a movie, you might say, "Sure, I want to see the new Marvel movie." Or you could say, "I want to see a sci-fi movie." Or, "I want to see a romantic comedy." Is there a movie out now that you want to see? All right, halfway through, our third movie phrase is to be about. Now, we use this phrase to ask and answer questions about the plot of a movie. What happens in the movie? What is the story in the movie? What do the characters do? So, one way we get into these kind of questions is we ask, "What is the movie about?" or "What was the movie about?" So that's asking it in the past tense. What was it about? To answer, you could say, "It's about a man looking for a lost treasure on a faraway island." Or you could say something like, "It was about a couple who tried to build a relationship during wartime." Now, our fourth phrase is somewhat related to the previous phrase. The fourth one is happen next. When we tell a story in order, sometimes people will want to know what happens next. That means, what is the next event in the sequence? If someone asks you what happened next, they're usually interested in knowing more about the story. And so you can tell them, "Oh, here's what happened next." Now, here's our last verbal phrase for movies. And this is one that you'll usually use after seeing a movie. Think about. This is a phrase we use to ask for somebody's opinion. What did you think about the movie? What is your opinion? "I liked it. I hated it. I thought it was good. It was the worst movie I've ever seen." These are all examples of things you could use to answer, "What did you think about it?" You can use this verbal phrase to ask for people's opinions on almost any topic. What do you think about blank? You fill in the blank almost any topic you want to know about. So you could use a noun. You could say, "What do you think about soccer? What do you think about our university? What do you think about learning English? What do you think about this video?" Post your comments below telling me what you thought about these verbal phrases. But before you go, I've got a bonus phrase. Now, this isn't a verbal phrase, but it is something that gets used a lot these days. And the phrase is, "No spoilers." We use this phrase when someone else has seen a movie or a TV show or something like that, but we haven't seen it yet. We don't want to know what happened. We don't want to know what happened in the movie to spoil the plot. So we want to be surprised and we'll say, "No spoilers," meaning don't tell me too much about what happened. Don't spoil my experience of the movie. Keep watching our channel for more verbal phrase videos all this month. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And I'll see you in the next video.